Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And greetings to you, Southern California. And extraterrestrial listeners in the UFO phenomena. I'm Farley Malaris. Welcome to the two-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Today's topic is called Spiritual Crossover. If you're listening live, we welcome your participation. And I'm sure a lot of you are sitting there going, Farley, what is spiritual crossover? Well, I've done a lot of thinking about this topic the past few days, and I've decided that everyone that I know that's into metaphysics and or astrology, psychic and spiritual awareness and such, seems to go through some kind of metamorphosis. Besides just a rebirth, when you get into things like astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness, then you seem to tackle a lot of the dogmatic beliefs that you've had, and you process them or release them. And in so doing, you are definitely granted much more awareness, you are tremendously more sensitive, and obviously you also can become much more vulnerable. Vulnerable to a lot of things, not only vulnerable to other people's comments, other people's actions, other people's experiences. I think that it goes with the turf, that the more psychic and spiritually aware that you become, then the more deeper incurred karma you can actually project or experience, because you understand the ramifications. For some reason, if you don't understand karma at all and you incur karma, then that's one thing. But understanding karma and then incurring it, I think, creates what we call an instant karma effect. Now, interesting part of today's show, that something that I went through that I think a lot of people go through, is once you do become very aware, you become what we call the multiverse or the multidimensional universe. And not only can you make contact, for example, with your guides or with your higher self, but you also become aware of a lot of other things that are out there that might not be that comfortable. And a lot of people, of course, will get into a metaphysics and they'll get into astrology and meditation and chanting, and they'll give up the drugs and alcohol and go into a sober lifestyle. And then, aha, lo and behold, they become aware of a lot of other energies and vibrations in this universe that may not be as psychic and as spiritual and as pleasant as they'd like them to be. That really is the price you pay. I did a show on this a long time ago called The Price, because I feel that with great knowledge, of course, and great wisdom comes incredible power. And you got to believe that once you do give up the drugs and the alcohol and a lot of the root chakra behaviors, and you open up your other chakras, your spleen and your heart, your stomach, your throat, your brow, and your crown chakra, then your awareness levels can definitely skyrocket. And because we are human, a lot of us possess fear and anxiety and skepticism and doubt and perhaps hostility, and we can actually create our own demons. But without further going into that area and understanding that most of you that are very aware and very psychic and very spiritual people are also aware that you can pick up on other things, like what we would call discarnate beings, that might not exist on this plane or beyond, but what we call the crossover plane, which is like the limbo plane. And frankly, a lot of these beings are suffering because a lot of atheists, a lot of agnostics, a lot of lost souls exist in these planes that we would also refer to as poltergeists. And the only way they can actually live and exist is through our chakras. So when you talk about things like possession or demonic possession or different levels of entity interference, then many times when you do become more psychic and more spiritual, it is absolutely essential that you get into whatever you do believe God is, and you expend upon that. You go for that, and you protect yourself, and you learn to get more closely to your own godlike spiritual nature. Now, it's funny, but a lot of people get into being psychic and spiritual, and for some reason they lose track of what this is all about, and they forget that the God force is behind this whole thing. And the more psychic and spiritual you become in your studies of astrology and metaphysics and meditation, obviously people out there are opening their chakras and they're getting astral projection and people are taking classes on channeling and they're leaving themselves totally vulnerable to discarnate entities, right? You may already have a couple of entities already attached to you from either a trauma you might have went through as a child, a recent trauma, an accident. Sometimes emotional upsets can attract entities. Drug and alcohol addiction or drug and alcohol abuse are just plain not being spiritual and godly enough to protect yourself. So, we do find that there is what we call or refer to as a spiritual crossover, which I draw the old line at the Alamo again, where people, as they get into this realm of New Age consciousness and philosophies, they become aware that millions of people on this planet are being affected by negative vibrations they don't readily sense, but that we, as a unit, may pick up on these negative vibrations the more aware and the more spiritual you become. For example, I'll give you a really basic explanation. When I go into a movie theater, I am very careful as to where I sit, because I am so sensitive and my aura is so expansive at this point that if I sit in a crowded movie theater or if I go to a play, then I could literally pick up on the stress and anxiety like I don't have enough of my own, right? Of people sitting around me, in front of me, behind me. I mean, you might be sitting in a theater with somebody that freebases. They could have 8 to 12 entities attached to their chakras. Then you'll try to enjoy the movie while sitting within a few feet of this entity, of this person here that knows nothing about God, spirituality, prayer, or meditation, or any of the above. It's interesting to note that as you go on your quest of becoming either a New Age counselor, a New Age herald, or a New Age philosopher, you are definitely confronted with the responsibility of dealing with this newfound power, because you become blatantly aware, so many of you in your sensitive, vulnerable states, of some of the evil energy and the negative vibrations that exist normally in this dimension, either in the form of a negative entity or a few, or possibly a negative entity that's always been around you that may become more aware. Like a friend of mine was trying to sleep the other night, and this is a person that just recently took up meditation, is gung-ho into astrology and psychic and spiritual awareness, and all of a sudden, all night long, they would hear this voice in their head, because obviously they open their throat chakra, which is the clairaudience chakra, and it would be repeating their name. The lady's name is Lisa, so the energy was just like, Lisa, Lisa. And this woman became very frightened, and the only thing that finally got her to get to sleep that night was she pulled the Bible out, she read it, she said some sacred affirmations. Even though she's a Jewish girl, she talked to Jesus Christ, and this seemed to exhibit the protection that allowed her to sleep and to protect her aura and her own chakras. See, it depends on how you believe in God as far as how you can actually manifest your own protection. I believe in symbols like Stars of David or crosses or Bibles, and I hold great power in these elements, so I always keep some of this stuff around whenever I feel threatened or exhibiting some kind of negative energy. It's like moving into a new house or a new apartment or dealing with new friends or relationships or neighbors. Now, you could live in a building where the negative energy there is so intense, it's so strong, that it can freak you out. And that's why the only way to go is to protect yourself with the light of God's love and to manifest this power, this Christ-like force, around you in the way you believe is the most logical and valuable way to do that. Otherwise, believe it or not, when you become more psychic and spiritual, you may hear things, you may see things, you may feel things, you may experience energy and entities and other vibrations from different levels, different dimensions, that could be frightening unless you are ready for them. Now, I'm not afraid of anything, because I recognize the power of God within the individual, and I choose to feel, without ego, of course, as if I am one of the most powerful beings in the universe. Therefore, I do feel protected by the God force, and that is why I currently do not have any real negative vibrations in my life, although I'm dealing with a lot of vibes that some of my friends and people that are rebirthing in the spirit are currently dealing with. But let me tell you, when I first got into astrology and metaphysics and meditation and karma and all this stuff, I did go through a personal exorcism. I did witness several other people go through personal exorcisms. And my good friend Dr. Charles Whitehouse is into psychotronics, which is crystal healing therapy on the chakras, who he now lives in Arizona. He proved to me, he revealed to me, how most people are affected by these negative entities or discarnate beings that do attach themselves to our chakras. Between 8 and 12, sometimes 15 or 20 entities, and of course when you get beyond that, you're dealing with a case of deep possession, actual entity interference when people do lose their own personal behavior and go into other bizarre behavioralistic tendencies. I'm not trying to frighten anyone today, I'm trying to be realistic, and I'm trying to project to you, the listener, who is interested in getting into the New Age, that it is important to retain your faith, to express your faith. And that's why prayer and affirmations and meditation and recognizing the light of God's love surrounding you is important, simple, basic, logical protection to protect you from any entity interference you might get into. Because a lot of you might admit We have some lines open if you care to share some of your experiences with us on the air during this topic, the spiritual crossover, when you go from a materialistic being to a spiritual being and you become aware of what's out there. But frankly, when I moved in my apartment, I went to astrology school and metaphysical school in 75, 76, and 77, and I moved into a new apartment in 1977 after living with an alcoholic for a few years, and that was a bad scene. That was real rough. And when I got into this new apartment, I was sick. I had a bad cold for like 2 months, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and I went to see one of my masters and teachers, and they told me to sanctify that apartment and bless it and use some religious symbols that were important to me to place up on the wall or whatever, and also maybe bring a Bible, read some Bible scripture in there, even have a priest or a rabbi come in and bless the place and me with it. And you know what? As soon as that happened, I got well. The energy in the apartment changed. It's been wonderful ever since. And that was my own personal spiritual crossover. Now, a lot of people also pretend to be spiritual, or they pretend to be New Age, philosophical, or whatever, and they still smoke pot or drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes, which are open doors to create vulnerabilities in your chakric areas to other entities that may also smoke cigarettes, smoke pot, drink alcohol, or take drugs. That's why people get addicted personalities, because they are encouraged to be addictive by these entities, these discarnate entities that affect us or that can interfere with us. That is why, you know, this stuff about possession and exorcism is a very real thing, and I have witnessed not only the possession, but also many exorcisms that I have seen and participated in to help people find the light and overcome some of their spiritual limitations. Very, very important topic. A lot of the things that we do here on the Astrology Hour are concerned with getting people out of a negative vibration state, because a lot of people normally live in an aura or a vibration where they are more susceptible to negative entities or negative vibrations without even knowing it. Were they encouraged to act a certain strange way in relationships where they might blow their relationships all the time because they're being encouraged by a negative vibration or whatever? And that is why I love astrology and metaphysics and karma and meditation, and I'm glad I made that spiritual crossover to make me aware of some of the energies that do exist in this universe, and also to eventually learn how to protect myself, which is what we're going to learn about later on in today's topic. But if you would like to get involved and approach that spiritual crossover and identify some of the vibration in this dimension, I suggest you start off with a good meditation program, good chanting, prayer, use your affirmations, and that confidence, exude confidence. Okay, Claudette has a comment on the topic, and how are you, Claudette?
Howdy, Farley. How are you?
Real good. Are you relating to this topic at all?
No, I am. I think you read my mind, Farley, because last week I was listening to you, and I've been studying astrology for a while, and I've several people sort of coming to me for advice, and one thing that I always tell them is to beware of counterfeit spirits.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to ask you, if I go ahead and I make that statement, and they have generally opened themselves up to all these new ideas and thoughts, what can they themselves judge with so that they can beware of these entities or these negative vibrations, and how can they decide for themselves?
My personal opinion, Claudette, is I don't trust any spirit energy except my own.
Exactly.
And it either comes from within, or it comes from a place that people are so bonded to Farley Malaris, that's how intimate it would be. I say things like the Lord's Prayer and like the Hare Krishna mantra and reaffirming my personal beliefs in God about 10 times a day on the average, because in my position, I found, and I'm, you know, I just want people to know that I'm really into astrology and metaphysics in a lot of ways where people would never understand, because I at times like to think I feel like a wizard, which means that if you take a guy like Merlin in King Arthur's day, who is also a very evolved magician and wizard, the more higher you become in the octave of understanding the universe and the multiverse, then you become aware of some of the negative vibration, potential evil and discarnate entities that are out there that may use, take advantage, possess, or interfere with our normal processes. See, karma exists not only in this dimension, but it goes beyond in the limbo plane too.
Sure.
And there's a very intimate relationship between the limbo plane and the third dimension because of all the lost souls that are having trouble figuring out where they belong, either in this plane, in the limbo plane, or they're darned if they know how to get back to the light. See, a lot of people have lost track of the God force. They're so far away from the light.
Charlie, that's what I love about you, is that you always bring it back to that, and that's the essential idea behind it all.
They're so far away from the light, when they die, they refuse to accept the fact there's a God, and they refuse to acknowledge the light, and when the energy closes because it doesn't remain there long, they are trapped, and they can't go back to that light unless they themselves become spiritual and godlike in the limbo plane. So there are millions, I would say even billions of souls discarnate in the limbo plane also trying to get back to the light in a totally different existence than what we have here on Earth.
That's so important to know.
And you know, and when you become more spiritual, when you become more psychic and intuitive, you become aware of what's going on out there. And I know people that can see ghosts and feel them and hear them.
Definitely.
And these ghosts can't hurt us. You know, they can't really manifest as much ectoplasm as you would see in a horror movie unless people actually have a seance and help manifest it on this side, you know.
But they can affect us.
They can definitely affect the chakras. That's where disease comes from.
How some of us learn the hard way.
A lot of us have these venereal diseases and these heart diseases and these stomach problems and throat and head problems because we are affected by these negative entities. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to be able to visualize your chakra system. You have to be able to control it and blossom it and surround yourself in a white snowball of God's light and see an image of Jesus Christ or Moses or Mary or whoever is significant to you holding your hand and with you all the time, protecting you
mm-hmm.
in the light. You know, whatever is significant to your own personal belief in God.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. We're talking about spiritual crossover today, which is a vital topic, especially when it comes to those of you that are rebirthing in the spirit, when you are dealing with the megaverse, the multiverse, and, of course, a lot of the vibration that does exist in the universe. So I do definitely want to thank you for listening and tuning in and joining us here on the Astrology Hour for this vital topic. Just some final comments on this topic. I have seen some people on drugs and alcohol because when I talked to my friend Dr. Charles Whitehouse, I said to the doc, I said, Doc, what is it that encourages possession and entity interference? And he told me, he said, well, Farley, a few things childhood trauma does. You know, when children get scared at an early age, at 2 or 3 sometimes, is when they open themselves up to the interference right then and there. So you can literally find children live through their whole childhood and early adolescence and puberty and beyond with up to 8 or 9 entities on their chakras. Number 2, marijuana, believe it or not, is one of the number one causes for entity interference and possession. You wonder why they call it devil weed. Well, that's why. Also, drugs, alcohol, cocaine, quaaludes, heroin, there's a reason why people use this stuff. Because the entities inside them want to stay locked in. They haven't gone into the light, and this is their only way to experience life. So they latch on to people and use their bodies until they die. Then they find somebody else to latch on to. That's why not only do I feel sorry for people that drink and smoke pot and take drugs, but I've also seen people in extreme cases that actually have a total behavioral change. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a person possessed, but if you've ever seen a person so drunk or so stoned or so wired that they go through a total personality change and they totally let go of their original personality and something totally different, even evil, wells up inside of them and they become violent. This is what you would call entity possession or total possession, and in fact, the human being actually loses their control, and this is where the entities actually take over. So there's a lot of things we're being advised to do, and a lot of people think they know their guides. You know, they give their guides names, and psychics have told them their names, and they like to think that it's cute. But what if it's just a manipulating guide? What if it happens to be a charming entity that is subtly taking you over, and you're giving it credence by giving it more power to you? That's why it's always important to refer back to the God source. And you'll know if you're somebody that's affected by this entity interference or this possession, because you will have an addictive personality, number one. You will be subject to extreme behavioral changes. You will develop patterns that will normally self-destruct your life over and over again. And you will normally be a very sad, depressed person who is very paranoid and has tremendous fear, like you're being psychically raped, which is what it's all about. So if you are somebody that is rebirthing in the spirit, remember that protection and being spiritual and being holy and sacred and living your life in a ceremonial, godly way is all part of the regime of being spiritual and New Age, which is something you don't ordinarily hear from a lot of these New Age philosophers that kind of get people into it without giving them any protection. And this is a topic that I always come back to every couple of months just to let people know I do love them. And love is the key to protect yourself for sure. Self-love, a selfless self-love, and a spiritual quest to godlike perseverance that can protect you no matter how highly evolved you become or no matter how high conscious you are. A lot of people also get gung-ho about this, you know? They'll rebirth in the spirit, and they'll get so into it, they'll pick up things like The Course in Miracles or The Handbook to Higher Consciousness or all the Seth books or all the Silver Birch books, and they'll read them all in a week or two. Now, this is a little bit too quick, a little bit too fast. I say take your time with this stuff. Take it gradual. Read the book slowly, and just be cautious and patient with it. Don't jump into anything. Don't believe everything you see, hear, or feel. What you do want to trust is what's inside yourself. And that's our topic on spiritual crossovers. And you want to share a spiritual crossover experience with us? I'd love to hear it. In the meantime, we're trying to save this planet. And you know, a lot of reasons why I think we are in trouble on this planet is because of all the incredible entity interference that is going on all over the world. Obviously, there's different levels of entity interference because some people do get violent and they do get into crime, and a lot of these gang members possibly are affected by it, or people involved in wars or starting wars or any kind of hostile doctrines that would promote political takeovers. It makes you wonder who these people really are. If you're ever wondering where the soul of Adolf Hitler went, maybe it got lost in a limbo state. Maybe it's attached itself to somebody or other. I'd hate to think that a president of the United States would be affected by that kind of entity, but Adolf Hitler had a soul just like Mussolini and just like Genghis Khan and all these other beings. So you wonder if they go into the light. Somebody asked me yesterday if I knew what hell was. Maybe that's what it is, the limbo plane. But anyway, I am in favor of the new age, of the age of Aquarius, and of changing everything for the better, getting away from some of this dogmatic thinking into spiritual protection. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and all of Southern California. My name is Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, heard weekdays on KFOX, normally at 12 noon to 1 o'clock. And you know what? One of the heaviest parts of this topic is actually being someone that's spiritual and being married to or friends with or work with someone you know that is in a low self-esteem, self-destructive, and obviously entity interference lifestyle where they're really not themselves. And that's why I reach out to such programs like AA and CA and Marijuana Anonymous, because part of their program has to do with spiritual priorities, which has a lot to do with a logical, basic, simple protection that they seem to automatically exude. And I have found that a lot of people that have been addicted to drugs and alcohol have actually got over it when they've exorcised themselves of the demons and the entities by believing in God, by using that God belief, that faith, to protect themselves. And faith is very powerful. You better believe it. Okay, we are ready to go to the phones. Remember, this is KFOX 93.5 FM. Set your car radio dial so you can find us weekdays at 12 noon. We only ask for a small chunk out of your day. Marlis is on line 3, a Gemini with Virgo rising. Hi, Marlis.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks for being ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, any comments?
I'm here with laryngitis and I'm not supposed to be talking.
Any comments on the topic?
Very good, very interesting.
Okay.
I'm into spirituality. I have a question here to ask you. I'm thinking about selling the home I'm presently living in and buying another, and I was wondering whether this would be a good time for me to do.
Immediately. You are shown massive gain. You'll be surprised how quick that house sells.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
When would be best to do this?
I would start today. You're having aspects right now, Moon, Trine, Venus, in the next hour. Mm-hmm. So in the next 2 hours, I would start the procedures. Today, this week is your lucky week of the year.
Just this week.
Well, you know, it's going to go on for a little while longer, but with Saturn and Uranus both trying your Venus for a couple years, you're showing a lot of money in almost anything you touch. It's like a Midas touch aspect.
That's nice.
Thank you. Okay, right. Bye. Aurora, are you ready now?
Yes.
And your radio's off?
Yes.
All right, what can we do for you?
Let's see here. I just broke up with a relationship, and I'm having hard times. I'd like a general reading, but the problem is that the topic today, I am very severely depressed before and after relationships. Do you suggest anything?
Wow. See, depression, long depression is what makes us vulnerable, because that kind of negative vibration attracts other negative entities that are also depressed, and they're comfortable in your vehicle of depression. There's this guy that I read about who had terminal cancer, and he decided that he didn't want to have that. And what I feel cancer is sometimes, in my opinion, is I feel that cancer is a deep form of possession by entities that have already died of cancer from previous depression they had. So what this guy did was he was bedridden, And he went ahead and rented out like 100 movies of Abbott and Costello and the Three Stooges and the Marx Brothers and Charlie Chaplin. And he sat there and he laughed his way to total health, total remission of the cancer in about 3 weeks to a month from all that laughing. So what you got to do, in my opinion, hopefully there's something in this universe that's funny to you. And if it is, you got to find out what it is and start being happy, because you're not going to get anywhere by being depressed.
Okay.
My opinion.
Can you give me a general reading on relationships for Chris?
I think you better not worry about relationships for a while. I think you better focus on your self-esteem and self-love and get all memory of this last one out of your life, process it, use a mantra like, c'est la vie, and go on with your life and try to be happy and get off this rut you're in, my opinion.
Okay.
Sometimes it might take a little crying to get this stuff out. That kind of cleanses your chakras and detoxes that death hormone that a lot of us hold in.
Okay. It's very hard for me to cry, too.
Well, sometimes there's such a thing as falling too much in love, in my opinion, because if you fall that much in love with any one person, and nothing in life is, of course, guaranteed, then you leave yourself wide open, vulnerable to being destroyed in case you're rejected or the relationship doesn't work.
Okay.
That's why I kind of keep a Clint Eastwood attitude in relationships myself.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you much.
Bye. Okay, let's go over here to Linda, who has a general question. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I wanted to ask you this at the New Year's party, but I couldn't think of the right words, and it has a lot to do with the topic today.
I wasn't at the New Year's party.
Yeah,
oh, you mean the equinox. Okay, the equinox.
Equinox.
Oh, okay.
You were there. I know you were. Anyway, you remember you were talking about, like, sometimes people change suddenly because there's other souls sharing the body?
Well, either for that reason or because they become so spiritual that they throw off all the other entities that have been interfering with their progress. So a behavioral change or a personality change could be from a twin soul sharing the body that people might call a walk-in, or from someone finally becoming clear of these entities that are interfering in their life.
Yeah, and you were saying, like, sometimes a sudden change from a traumatic situation, like all of a sudden a person could have been a junkie for, like, 18 years and then suddenly had some kind of life-death accident and they never want to use drugs again afterwards, no problem with even trying to. They just don't, they're turned into a different person afterwards.
That's right.
Well, with that person, with this new soul that's working the body now, you know, as a clean person, would they have a different pod of souls to interact with and different karma to play out than the soul that was in control before?
Well, possibly, but I do believe that there's a lot of destiny factors involved in everyone's life. It's like, I don't think that three or four souls would be plugged in with the same silver cord to the same body unless they were somehow interrelated in what we call a soul molecule. And therefore, that particular soul molecule might have a karma catalyst that would be similar in any case.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's continue with Kathleen, now a double Pisces. Hi, Kath.
Hi, Farley. How are you?
God, this is my favorite show in the history of the show. We've been on for 4 years, and this tape is going in the archives.
Oh, wonderful. I love the subject.
Thank you.
It was, you know, it's like I live down on the beach in Santa Monica, and I think most of these indigent people that live down here are definitely possessed.
I don't know why I'm laughing, but you know what? It's just like walking in a crowd in New York or Westwood or even down on the beach there. You definitely, if you open yourself up just a little bit, some of the vibes you feel are like, oh my God, it's almost like you're in ancient medieval times or something, you know?
I know. I had one sleeping out on my patio a couple nights ago. He, you know, sort of curled up, ripped up some boxes and curled up on my patio. And I was thinking about writing a poem the next day called Transient Dreams.
Oh, no.
It was very strange. I got the worst night's sleep I had had in years.
It's like sleeping with the wrong kind of crystal.
I know.
Okay, I have to close the first hour soon, so what can we do for you?
Okay, well, what I'd like is kind of a general reading. I've been in a lot of confusion about my emotions, my relationships. I'm unemployed. I've been looking for a job for months.
Okay, you are being groomed for something down the road here. You did go through a heavy transformation the last year or three.
Yes.
And right now, you're still processing. For you, it's a long process because letting go is the key, and sometimes it might be difficult for you because, wow, did you attract what you thought was the right people but could have been totally wrong for you in career and love life.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it could take a while for you to process that. But as Pluto sneaks up and trines your Venus and Mars in the next few years, you should find your money more stable and your love life extremely more stable. And right now you're being given a tremendous chance to have a spiritual and a metaphysical transformation that should help you out quite a bit. Okay? Uh-huh. Thank you.
Is that going to be any time in the very near future?
Right now, you got Saturn trine Saturn, and you have also Uranus trine Saturn, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks, we're closing out the first hour. The Astrology Hour survives on the public support of its listeners. And we'll see you real soon, weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM at 12 noon. Have a nice day.